134-0, baby.
Charlie Zelenoff off number one pound for pound. I beat three motherfuckers in one day today. Three people in one day. Do you understand? Two kickboxers and one U.S. Marine. Two fights got recorded. All right. 132, you all seen it. That guy was 270 pounds, man. That guy takes shits bigger than Frederick Young, man. What the fuck? I crushed that motherfucker. I rushed him and I crushed him, man. That motherfucker flew to the other side of the fucking room, man. I'm going to play the fight right now. Yeah, but see, after I beat his ass, that Mexican kickboxer, yeah, he's a professional kickboxer, 270 pounds. You see how big that motherfucker was? Now you see what kind of competition I fight. You fucking delusional haters, man. I exposed you people. What the fuck did I say, man? What did I say? Who gives a shit about Pacquiao Bradley, some fucking midgets fixing fights? Who gives a fuck about that, man? Charlie Zelenoff is the best boxer of all time. Charlie Zelenoff wins three fucking fights in one day. See what I did to that Marine? My last fight? That's right. The best ever. Watch this, man. Man, I hit this motherfucker clean, man. See, some people just can't take a loss, and he started calling his homies after the fight, man. What the fuck? Bam, look at that shit. Motherfucker that big? What do we fight? Whoa, look where he was standing. I mean, come on, I'm backing up a 270-pound heavyweight right there. Kickboxer, not just some regular 270-pound guy. Even that would be impressive. But a 270-pound fucking kickboxer, a trained fighter who's 270 pounds, I'm backing him up. Yeah, so why do you think I get mad when people tell me, oh, you need to fight your own weight class? Oh, hey, you know, whoever says that, you haters need help. Fucking morons, man. Now, let me tell you about the next fight, 133. Well, basically, challenge another heavyweight, 227-pounder. Muay Thai, kickboxer, fucking crybaby. Listen, put on gloves. The only thing they got recorded was us arguing for like 6 seconds. That's it. That guy's a pussy. I rushed him. You all seen what I did to the kickboxer and to the U.S. Marine. Yeah, I did. Well, I rushed him. This guy, you know, he had better defense, but he, no offense. I mean, he didn't have the balls, the heart to fight. He saw how strong I was. I think I hit him in the body. Yeah, the guy recording said I hit him in the body. So anyways, I rush him, you know, just like I rush everybody. And the motherfucker gets scared. He's like, yo, man, you're going too hard, man. I don't even have a mouthpiece. Motherfucker, I don't have a mouthpiece either. You know what I'm saying? We agreed that we're going to go 100%. And then I put my jab in front of him. So I said, all right, so, you know, if he's going to cover up, then fuck it. I'll just jab him. You know what I mean? I'll just jab him to death, you know? Instead, he says, he's like, if you hit me in the chin, he's like, I'm going to kick you. I'm like, go ahead, kick. And he's like, man, you know what? Fuck it, man. You know, we're cool, man. We're good, man. You know, and then he just apologized. He starts saying, chill, man, chill. That guy's a fucking bitch. I should have just fucked his ass up. But see, that's the thing. If I fucked him up, if I kept, you know, swinging and knocked him out, I would have probably got kicked out of the gym. So I was like, nah. I told him, I'm like, this, you know, this is a TKO loss right now for you, right? This is, you know. He's like, yeah, yeah. He's like, yeah, whatever. You know, I don't care, he says. So that was 133. 134, three-piece, U.S. Marine. We boxed right in front of an American flag, man. Epic victory. See? And you delusional haters always talk shit, and they're like, oh, was he really a Marine? Motherfucker said it on video, man. 4.5 years in the U.S. Marines, man.
How many years have you been a Marine? 4.5 years.
That Marine I knocked out had a USMC logo. What is this, like 10 Marines now that lost any of that? Bam, bam, bam. Whew! Motherfucker was gone. He didn't know what hit him. Bam, bam, bam. That was a temple shot, baby. Boom. Left. Boom. Woo. Boom, boom, boom. What's up, Box Wreck? What's up, Box Wreck? Fake Wreck. You feel that? TMZ. It's Charlie Z, number one P for P, baby. Oh, God. Damn, I fucked him up. Look at that shit, man. That motherfucker didn't know what hit him. Oh, man. Dude, if I threw, like, one more, he would have got knocked out. It's like, just like the Mr. Hit the Shelf, Mr. Hit the Ground motherfucker. Yeah. Hey, man. TKO is a TKO, man. A win is a win. 104 knockouts, Charlie Zelenoff, man. The next motherfucker, I'm going to put him to sleep. Yeah, if it's in, like, an area where I killed that Marine, yeah. It's just over there. It's like, it's fucking treadmills, dude. The guy hits his head on a treadmill and gets killed, man. Fuck that, you know what I mean? But, nah, I gave him one hell of a beating. I'd say the best win of, I mean, listen, it's a toss-up between the Marine fight and the kickboxer, that 270-pounder. But those punches against the Marine were much, like, they landed a lot better than against the kickboxer. The kickboxer was covering up. This guy hit him so fast, he didn't know what the fuck hit him. It was bomb, 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 you know, instant. You hear me? I'm texting my wife. Hold on. One second, fans, my wife's texting. Yeah, what a great victory against the Marine and phenomenal win against the kickboxer, man. Hey, this is it, man. You fucking trolls making these crazy fucking videos, talking shit. Listen, how many more fucking times can I expose you? I mean, when I go to the gym and I beat one guy, that's impressive. But three people? Fine. Two fights out of the three on video? That's not enough for you? I beat three guys in a day and put all three fights this year. Dude, I beat multiple people so many fucking times this year. I beat four people in a day. But today it was like, okay, two heavyweights and one cruiserweight. The Marine was 190. The Muay Thai kickboxer that quit right away, he was 227. And the first guy was 270. 270, man. A fucking 270-pounder lost to me, man. We agreed that we're going to go full out. And this motherfucker, he comes up, he's like, oh, so you're taking it personally? You know what he started doing? This motherfucker, he was like some, he's Mexican. I don't know, he was some, like, Mexican gangbanger and shit. He got his phone, and he's like, oh, I'm going to make some phone calls. I'm like, what phone calls? I'm like, come on. He's obviously not calling the police, you know what I mean? Motherfucker, bald fucking cholo, man, ain't going to call no police, man. You know, he was obviously calling his homies. Yeah, man, what the fuck, man? This is, come on. I don't know, man. One guy fucking got his ass beat so bad by me, he tried to stab me. Fucking this guy calling his homies, man. I mean, the Marine took the loss like a man, you know what I'm saying? It was all good. But motherfuckers need to learn how to take a loss, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I got the better of you, you know. I'm better than you. Dude, I helped him put his gloves on. Go watch the fight. Go watch the whole video. I was literally helping him put his gloves on, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a great champion, man. I helped him put his gloves on. I said, are you ready? He said, yes. And this is it. I rushed him, and I fucking destroyed him. Bam. I missed with the left. And I landed with the right. That right hand, yeah, I hurt my hand because he like picked up his elbow and I hit him in the face and then his elbow kind of hit my hand simultaneously. So I hurt my hand real bad. And my finger's still broken and I'm still winning because when I knocked out that Navy SEAL, I fucked up my finger even more. You know what I mean? Because that Navy SEAL dropped, yeah. So I hurt my finger even more. That's why a lot of TKOs now. But, hey, I scored enough knockouts to win in the ring. Oh, shit. Yeah, like that Marine was on Queer Street, but I'm saying that kickboxer, dude, that guy was like ready to go, man. 270 pounds, man. Fuck. Goddamn. Fuck Derek the John, man. Derek the John's a fucking bitch, man. At least these motherfuckers are fighting me, man. This fucking clown. Talking shit. What, man, when the fuck? Oh, and he's a box rack bitch. What? Man, that makes my win over Derek the Giant even sweeter that he was on Boxrec. I had no idea he was on Boxrec until I... That's why... Why do you think I dropped him in the ranks? Like, you know, in the top 5, top 10? Because he's on Boxrec. I didn't know he was on Boxrec. That guy's a joke, man. Fine. Derek the Giant, he's... look, if I call him a complete clown, it's going to discredit my own victory. So I'm gonna say this. He's an average fighter. You know... I hardly ever get hit. I'm very elusive, you know, very fast. Usually I do the hitting. But Derek, his power is nothing special. He literally threw. I was kicking his ass. I was landing the jab on him. I was, you know, punching him in the face. And he just lands a lucky punch. And I'm telling you, I took his best shit. Nothing. In the end, I slipped. I beat the Giant. Okay, I fought another giant. I beat a 6'8" giant, Inglewood giant. I beat a lot of giants, man. I think if these other giants connected a flush, clean shot on Derek's jaw, I'm positive they would knock Derek the fuck out. Oh, and Deontay Wilder. Oh, shit. I need to text that punk these fights, man. Oh, he's definitely... He doesn't want to rematch me. As soon as he sees this shit, man, he's going to be like, fuck that. Dude, I have his address, I have his gym, and I have his, obviously I have his cell phone number. I mean, he's not talking shit anymore, so I'm just going to leave it alone. But if that motherfucker ever goes on TMZ again and starts running his mouth, yeah, he's going to have some real shit to deal with then. I'm not going to let some, you know, boxer that lost to me slander me and, you know, nah. Isn't that, listen, look at the way I fight now. Look at how often. I won 30 fights this year. We're in April. We're in the beginning of April still. We're April 9th. I mean, a legendary day in history. In history of boxing. Charlie Zonoff wins 3 different bouts in one day. 2 on video. Three different fighters. I mean, the spectacular victories. Spectacular. Flawless. You know what I mean? Just did not even get touched. Just fucking annihilated. It's a toss-up which one was better, the Marine or the kickboxer. Well, the kickboxer was a lot bigger, you know what I'm saying? But I think the Marine was a better fighter. You know, but yeah, you know, he saw the stance. You know, that guy knew how to box too. He was a boxer too, but yeah, so that's why I'm bam, 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 you know? Yeah, hey, you haters said I telegraphed my punches, so wait a minute. If I telegraph my punches, how the fuck are they connecting? What the fuck? Your brains are telegraphed, man, you fucking clowns. You haters need mental help, man. You people are crazy. Fucking, hey, Breeze back, man. Oh, yeah. That fucking retard. You know what he said on Facebook? Dude, I hardly ever read these shares, man. You know what I mean? I'm after today, I'm never reading them again. Hell no. I'm just saying, I read, he's like, thank God you're not having any of your UBF fights today. You know what I mean? It's Pacquiao. This night belongs to Pacquiao and Bradley. I'm and Anthony Joshua. What the fuck? I beat a heavyweight bigger than Anthony Joshua to start it off. And then I beat another heavyweight. And then I beat a U.S. Marine, man. What the fuck? This Breezeback guy, Breezeback, you need mental help. You're fucking crazy. You're sick in the head. You're nuts. Dude, what do you have to say now? From 131-0 to 134-0, motherfucker, in one day. 3 different fights, all wins. I'm on a different level. Do you understand? The mainstream, they don't do that. They don't have fighters fighting 3 times a day, man. I'm on a different level. I'm the greatest of all time. That's the level I'm at, man. The GOAT. That's it. Nobody will ever do this, you know, win multiple. I had a feeling I was going to win multiple fights. I just had a feeling, you know what I'm saying? Like beating a 270-pounder. You know, I could have just went home after that. I could have just, you know, that's it, you know, 132-0. But then, I don't know, something just, you know, I just wanted to continue Because, see, it was far where I went. It was very far. And I'm thinking, like, since I'm here, I might as well pick up some more wins. So I challenged a Muay Thai fighter after that. And this guy did Muay Thai for many years. Yeah, he fought. Like, no, he's a professional Muay Thai kickboxer. But that guy's a bitch, man. I don't know if he was a TV fighter or not, but if he was, then, you know, that just goes to show what kind of clowns they are. As soon as I let my hands go, this motherfucker was like, hey, man, I'm good, man. Started threatening to kick me. I'm like, go ahead, kick me, man. I'm like, go ahead. If he actually kicked, yeah, that's a DQ. That's a DQ just for saying that shit, but if he actually did kick, I would have knocked him the fuck out cold, man. Like I said, if Bruce Lee was still alive and I was to fight Bruce Lee in a no-rule street fight, I would knock Bruce Lee out. Because my punches are faster and harder than his kicks. And I would hit him faster than he would be able to. I would punch Bruce Lee quicker than he would be able to kick me. Yeah, and in Ukraine, I hit that punch meter, man. That's a lot of power, man. I nearly broke that thing, man. People got scared over there. And I told them all. I'm like, yeah, Klitschko's a fucking fraud, man. You guys are witnessing the real fucking champ. Zelenov, number one, pound for pound. Charlie Zelenov gets the last laugh. God damn, I fucked him up, man. Boom, boom, boom. Look at that. Bam, bam, bam. God damn, U.S. Marine, man. Fuck, man. I beat so many Marines, man. Seriously, they're the most common victims of the GOAT Charlie Zelenov, man. Not that I have anything against them. It's just, like I said, they're credible opponents, man. Damn, that last lap took, though. That first one was boom, bam. Fuck. That dude got hard, though, man. A lot of motherfuckers are like, remember that motherfucker in the ring? I hit him one time. That dude dropped. This motherfucker stood. No, I would have knocked him out, too, if I threw a few more. But, yeah, he quit. He said he had to go run, like, on a treadmill or some shit. He said he had to leave. That's why I asked him. I'm like, you want to continue, man? He, you know, if he said yes, of course I would have knocked him out. But, no, he said no. You saw us talking and everything. Yeah, he said he was done. He was like, I'm good, and the motherfucker's barely standing. No, man, you don't look good, man. You don't look... Look at that shit. I'm replaying the action, baby. Yeah, this is a lot more exciting than that Pacquiao-Bradley shit, man. Charlie Zelenov beats the fucking U.S. Marine and the 270-pounder, man. Yeah, that's a lot more exciting. The fights are short because I'm too fast and strong, man. More interesting than some fucking bullshit... Quinch Fest, man. My beautiful, sexy wife texting me. Listen, this woman is obsessed with me, man. I am with her, too. I mean, yeah, I just can't wait for her to come here, man. Fuck. I told her, baby, every win is for you, you know what I mean? All 134 for my wife. Yeah, like, what's next? Rest. Yeah, when I'm going to fight again, I do not know. I'm not saying anything. Oh, I'm taking a break. Look, because when I say I'm going to take a break, 9-10 days pass, and then I go fuck somebody up again. So I'm not going to say anything. I don't know. I'm going to enjoy these wins. We'll see what happens, man. I'm 134-0. Really? I mean, I should have a semi-retirement after what I did today, honestly. Because think about it. If I go to the gym again in a few days, and a lot of the times it's hard to get one opponent. So chances are I'm going to beat one guy. Right now, 3 wins in 1 day. Yeah, that's going to be hard to top. My goal now, I mean, the only is to break my own records. Well, I won 33 fights last year. This year I won 30 fights, so I'm 4 wins away from beating my own record. And I did it. Well, I won 30 fights in 4 months. Fuck. So that means if I continue this pace, that means by... Hold on. So July, August, I can have 60 wins. Fuck yeah! My God, that's incredible. I can literally pace that I'm going at. I mean, you do the math. I could have like 60 to 100 wins by the end of the year. Yeah. Hey, listen. I warned you all. I told you all. Charlie Zonoff, legit the GOAT. Now y'all see it. Yeah, I mean, come on. I'm going up against 270-pound guys. I mean, this Floyd Mayweather Jr. pussy, what the fuck? You heard the radio that I made? Listen, I'm not calling him out anymore. He should be calling me out, all right? I've never seen this guy fight a 170-pounder, let alone a 270-pounder. I've never seen him spar a guy bigger than him. I've never he's a clown, all right? He's not worth the mention, and that's it. Floyd, if you're listening to this, hey, contact Deontay Wilder. I beat him in the ring. I punched your boy Deontay. Deontay, as much as I hate him, he would kill you, Floyd. Okay, well, I nearly took his fucking head off. Therefore, beating you would be a step back. That's it. We're going to talk about what I did today. I made history today. I'm the best ever. Three people in one day? What boxer's ever won three fights in one day? I want, five. I want five fights in one day. So there, that's what I want to do. I want to beat my own record by, you know, winning six fights in a day. Yeah, but see, I was like really, I really wanted to get to 100-0. It's like everybody, 100-0. I was like, fuck, man. I was like, now I have 134 wins. Literally scored 34 more wins. And people thought, oh, retire at 100? No, no way. No, continue. Like I said, I'm retiring at age 40. Will there be a semi-retirement, a break? Possibly and probably. Retire, hang them up? No way. No way. With that kind of power and speed, which you all saw today, I'm the best. The best. Not one of the best. I'm the best. The greatest. I mean, come on, literally, to go to a gym and challenge literally everybody, literally, to come up to every single person and ask them, are you a fighter? They say yes, let's go box. They back out, next, you a fighter? You know, you're a fighter? Yeah, well, what kind, how many years experience? Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because if he says, like, some guys say, oh, yeah, I took Muay Thai classes, you know, and I'm like, come on. That's not, you're not a fighter. Regular people can go to a gym and take classes and hit the mitts with a trainer. That does not make you a fighter. Have you competed? Have you had underground fights? Have you had those fake TV pro fights? If you had that, all right, let's do it. Gilles Zavala said his boy's like, he's like, my boy Gilles Zavala is UFC. I'm like, really? I'm UBF, man. Let's go. Gilles Zavala got outboxed, man. I embarrassed Gilles Zavala, man. Oh, that son of a bitch wants a rematch, man. You know what? Even though it was so one-sided, you know, I can go with it. That gym, yeah, because of that fucking moron, that EFC, that TV guy that I beat up over there. Remember that guy that clinched me and tried to, like, wrestle me down? Yeah, and I started punching him on the head over and over. Oh, my God, that was one of my best wins. Yeah, that was phenomenal. Okay, well, because of that fucking moron, we both got kicked out for violence. Because, you know, we were fighting for a while. Okay, well, I kicked the shit out of him. And he actually did better than Gilles Zavala. He's 185. He's a cruiserweight in MMA. I don't know what was that, middleweight? I don't know. But in boxing, in fake TV boxing, he'd be considered a cruiserweight. In the underground, he's just another victim. There's no weight classes in the underground. That's the thing. Come on, I'm 160. I beat a 270-pounder. I beat a guy who had 100 fucking 10 pounds on me, man. What do we? 110-pound weight disparity, man. I mean, who's ever done this? Yeah, this kind of shit cannot be sold short. This kind of shit cannot be ignored or fucking... You kidding me? I'm the greatest. Ali, Ray Robinson, get the fuck out of here. I would fucking kill Ali and Ray Robinson. I mean, seriously. These are not bold statements, man. I'm the best. Look at how I fight. These clowns, Ollie and Ray Robinson, these motherfuckers run around the ring fucking for 15 rounds. What the fuck is that, man? I fucking beat Marines and I beat fucking huge 270-pounders, man. In seconds, literally in seconds. I rushed them, boom, boom, boom. This is it. The motherfucker turned his back. When you turn your back in a fight, that's it. I didn't hit him. See, I didn't hit him. When he turned his back, did I hit him? No. Go watch the video. I hit him from the front, and as soon as he turned his back, that's it. I stopped because he stopped. He lost. The Marine, fair and square. I waited till he put his gloves on. That's it. Bam, 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 motherfucker. I got a beautiful wife, 134-0, 104 knockouts. Let's see, how many title defenses is that now? 122 title defenses, Charlie Valenov. Holy shit. That is unbelievable. Charlie's a number one pound for pound.